All right, Shabbat Chaim, you were saying. Fire. Yes, so fire. So you're saying that the idea, the goal of here is not to light the fire, the goal is to affect change.
No, the goal is before that there's certain losses that if you're not doing them the way that it was done in the construction
right.
of Mishkan, then it's not going to be usher, because that's not what the Malacha pertains to.
Right, right. So remember, the entire Havara in general is never done for the sake of kindling a fire. No one ever kindles a fire for the sake of kindling a fire. Kindling a fire is always for something else. So whether it's to cook or whether it's this, I think you're right in general, but I think Havara is the exception to this rule, where the malacha is never done for the sake of just kindling itself. It's always done for some other greater purpose, I believe. Very correct, correct. Correct, 100%. That would be. Right, it doesn't work.
It's
correct, correct. It's not right. Right, because it's just not the way the malacha is done.
But, very nice. So,
good. Okay. Sorry.
Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel free to compliment the shir as well. By the way, you know, just whatever. Bathrooms are really popular. I know it's been a while since we've had nice bathrooms. I know. All right, if it makes you, I've never had a nice bathroom in my career. So in my entire rabbinic career, so this is a first for me. All right, so let's go back to a little bit. So that's very important. So halacha lemaisa, we're going to treat electricity like an iser daraisa. That's how we're going to treat it. But halacha lemaisa, we're going to go ahead and in the event that there are other extenuating circumstances involved, potentially we could be makel, we could be lenient as well. Now, what kind of circumstances would allow us to be makel? Emir Hashem, we will have to see. Okay, so we'll say, so now I'll show you something interesting. If you take a look, okay, so there are, okay, so let's begin the next section as well a little bit. We're not finished with this piece yet. So let's see. So let's turn to page 16. So I will say, so now this comes to a really interesting discussion over here, which is use of electrical items or items powered by electricity. So he says, Kefisha lamandu, bichlala isra lahafil machshir mechashmolim b'shabbis, asra lais kasha b'telephone, b'asra lahafil ramkol. So obviously, again, now that we've established that electricity is asr, and for our purposes, we're going to operate that electricity is an isra daraisa. That's how we're going to operate. So now that we know that, you can't make a phone call. You can't use a microphone, right? Because any of those things would be considered to be a use of electricity and an iser daraisa. Now, this is interesting. It's vegan kasher kav ha-telefon pasuach me'erev Shabbos. So listen to the following. What happens if halacha l'maisa, you made a call before Shabbos, right? You called someone before Shabbos, and so the other person picked up. So now the call is already, I don't know what the right word is, active. It's right, what?
Established.
It's there. So now, can I talk to someone on the phone over Shabbos if the call essentially was already initiated before Shabbos? So he says, "Asul adaber b'Shabbos b'telefon b'ramkol." Same. So you can, even if the microphone was on, or for that matter, again, the telephone call was initiated and established, you still can't use it on Shabbos. Why? Mishum shadibur magbir es zarmi hachashmal b'mikrofonim. Because again, speech will activate some type of elevated, we'll call it electric activity, right? Or electronic or electricity type activity. So what you see is, even though again the process has been initiated, causing an increase is also going to be problematic. Now, by the way, this is no different than if you had a fire that you kindled before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos you poured some additional fuel onto it, right? It's the same idea. The Isra of Havara is not only going ahead and actually creating a new fire, but it's also going ahead and what? Increasing that which already exists. He goes on, he says, "Kvar lamandu sheish omrim shashimish b'chasha asam idar Torah." Fine. Benosaf lakach. This is very interesting. Let's skip down a little bit. Now, in the end of page 16, he brings up a very interesting case. What about if someone has a hearing aid? Someone has a hearing aid. What do they do with their hearing aid on Shabbos? So Rav Lamed writes as follows. He says, "Aval mutar lekavei shmiya." So someone who's hearing impaired and has a hearing aid. L'shtamish ha-machshir shmiya chashmali ha-mutzma li'azno. A person who has a hearing aid is allowed to use his hearing aid on Shabbos. So listen to this. U'bitnai sheyafil as ha-machshir me'erev Shabbos. Now, what's the tenai? What's the condition for use? You have to turn it on before Shabbos. So as long as a person turned on the hearing aid before Shabbos, they could continue to use it on Shabbos. Listen to this. Ubameshach HaShabbos lo yagbir es hazerem shemachshav lo yafkes. And also, you just can't increase or decrease the volume of the hearing aid over the course of Shabbos. So as long as it's on before Shabbos, you could use it, but you can't go ahead and change the volume. So what about when a person wants to go to sleep? When you want to go to sleep, take it out of your ear without turning it off. Tomorrow morning, put it back in, but again, no adjustment. Yeah, so that's what he's positing. He's positing again that any change in an electric item, by definition, changes the usage of electricity in there. You know, he gives the right. This is why if I call you before Shabbos and you pick up before Shabbos, we can't continue a conversation on Shabbos because every time I speak or you speak, there's some elevated electricity use. So to the hearing aid, if you go ahead and you up the volume, lower the volume, then halacha lemaaseh again, it's going to be problematic. Now he goes on, he says, so this is very interesting. What about, but one second, how are you allowed to use a hearing aid on Shabbos? If we just said before that I'm not allowed to call you, right? I can't call Ruvain on Erev Shabbos. Now, I call Ruvain, it's 4:30, 4:45 on Erev Shabbos. Ruvain picks up. I say, you know what, Ruvain, just leave your phone on, I'll leave my phone on, and we'll just talk to each other. You can't do that, right? Because every single time we talk, we're utilizing and we're elevating some additional electrical circuit. So if that's the case, I don't understand. So why is the use of a hearing aid mutar on Shabbos? If I'm wearing the hearing aid, every single time I hear someone or something, there's elevated electricity going on. So what's going on? When does this issue exist? Only when you're speaking directly into the actual item itself. In other words, when are we concerned for elevated electrical usage? When you're speaking directly into the object, directly into the phone, right? Microphone, thank you. Into the microphone. Aval kasher medabrim kederach ha'olam. But when a person is just engaging in just like regular speech, Hari Shaf Allah Hamaksha Sheba Ozan Ashameh Nasis Bekwach Sheni Shazupu Ulas Grama. This is fascinating. What ends up happening? You see, a person doesn't go ahead and necessarily speak right into a hearing aid. Rather, what happens? So if I'm wearing a hearing aid and Ruvain talks to me, so what happens? Ruvain's talking to me. That's what he's doing. He's not talking to the hearing aid. He's talking to me. So because he's talking to me, the fact that the hearing aid then amplifies the sound in some way, that's secondary, or better stated, causative. Causative, and because it's causative, ultimately, again, it is going to be mutter.
The whole concept of the hearing aid is to pick up that outside voice.
Right, but I'll tell you like this, right? When you speak to someone who has a hearing aid, what are you talking to? Who are you talking to?
The person.
Right. You're talking to the person. I'm not talking to the hearing aid. Masha Enkain, if I'm on the phone with you, right? So what are you talking to?
You can argue you're talking to the other person.
But you're not. I'm not there. But you're talking to the phone. No, but they are. I think that's the whole chab. This is a fascinating idea. You see this. If you call me, you're not talking to me. You're talking to the phone. Right, so there, you're directly involved with the actual item that Allah says is using electrical currents. When you're talking to someone with a hearing aid, again, Surah Muhammad is positing, you're not talking to the hearing aid, you're talking to the person. It happens to be that there is a secondary koach that is there that is amplifying sound. He holds again that that's going to be considered to be grama. Now, I just want to point out, remember, what's the reason that we could construct arguments like this? This is why it's very important to understand halacha. What's the reason we could construct arguments like this? Why? Because remember again, because it's a machlokes about what electricity is. In other words, remember again, we do have the school of thought that says electricity is, the only reason it's problematic is uvda d'chol, because it's like resembles weekday activity. So because you have that latitude, right, that it's a d'rabbanon, you have the ability to be what we'll call, for lack of a better term, a little bit more halachically creative.
So
that's interesting. So it doesn't sound like, I'll tell you why, because it seems to be everyone would agree that this is going to be grama. It's causation. It's not direct. You can see the chilek between talking directly into a microphone, talking directly into a telephone, versus someone wearing a hearing aid, where the hearing aid is kind of incidentally picking up everything. Now, could very well be that maybe what you couldn't do is, if someone has a hearing aid, maybe you couldn't go over, you know, and talk right into their hearing aid. So maybe, I mean, besides the fact that it's rude, right? That could be potentially, again, what you're not allowed to do. That could potentially be something like that.
But what if you didn't speak directly to the phone?
I think by definition, even if the phone is here, right, and I'm here, I'm talking to a phone, my she'inking with the hearing aid, I'm talking to a person. And that just becomes a fundamental chilek. So, just an interesting. Yes?
So, years ago, when I was part of a conservative shul, they had.
By the way, it's not confession, it's Hilchos Shabbos.
They had a kosher microphone. Have you heard of these?
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. Gramophone. And by the way, there are, it exists. Whether or not it should be fully relied upon is a different discussion. But there are mechanisms like this. Now, it happens to be, that's going to get much more into Grumma, which we'll talk about. But yes, that is not a halachic fallacy. It does, you know, again, we're going to learn, it's not accepted by everyone, but there's certainly opinions to rely upon for this, and we'll get into the mechanics of that. Right, well, you know what? We'll stop over here for tonight. Shkoyach, everyone. I'm sorry for the interruption there in the middle, but that's